devices in an era where most people simply store or stream their tunes on their smartphones. The iPod product line remains alive, though, as Apple plans to continue selling its internet-connected iPod Touch. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. The station that is downtown Reading, the only truly downtown station you have here. Well, one that broadcasts every day live from the heart of Reading. Ground Zero. Good morning, everybody. It is the 28th of July already. July is almost finished. Jared, July's almost finished.
I'm done with summer.
You're done with summer.
I am done.
Wait a minute. Hey, I got news for you, buddy. And Linda's probably on. Linda is, you know what? If you get off the streets, Linda is coming in. I mean, she was screaming down the streets the last time I saw her. So, you know, I'm not sure where she is right now. But she is, when she comes, just get off the streets. You see a Jeep coming, get out of the way.
Okay, wait a minute.
Well, here she comes.
Okay, let's do pet of the week because I have. Hi there, Jared.
Hello.
Haven't started yet. You've got to do the. We've got to do the weather. Jared, give the weather. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Okay, I was trying to give you a couple seconds to slide in.
No, I have to tell you about a conversation.
Oh, okay.
What's going on with my microphone?
All right, Linda.
It's
you're causing everybody here's hair to catch on fire. All right, let's go back.
Are you ready?
Good morning, Jared. What's the weather?
Good morning.
Like?
It is.
And you know what? You say you're ready for summer to be over. Not so fast.
I'm aware that it's not going to stop on account of me. Well, anyways, it is currently 75 degrees. It's going to be sunny and hot all week. Today it's going to be a high of 105, a low of 71. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 107, a low of 72. On Sunday, a high of 108, a low of 73. And on Monday, we're getting up in there in 112 and a low of 73.
112 on Monday. Okay. The weather report's brought to you by
Chastias Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. We love our weather sponsor. And somebody we've partnered with as well. The last time we saw you, I think we were out doing the golf tournament for Haven Humane out at Riverview Country Club. Good morning, Amy.
And good morning.
You have a pet of the week that looks like it could be in camp. Love a pet.
I do. I have Lila with me today.
Oh.
So Lila's about 2 years old. She's a pit mix with a very petite little face. She's actually kind of petite as it is, too. She's only about 50 pounds, so she's a good. She's learning all kinds of new tricks. She's learning her basic manners. She does great with the kids. She's working right now on not pulling on her leash, so we're working. I'm not working on. We are today, but the kids are working on that with her, and she's doing a lot better about pulling, and she's learning some tricks. She knows how to sit. She's very sweet and affectionate and very curious all the time. Her ears are always up, and she's always watching everything going on. She's kind of like that bloodhound last week. She smells everything.
By the way, the bloodhound, gone.
Yeah.
Jethro
yeah.
got
Jethro
was
got
adopted.
Adopted. Yep, pretty
oh, I
quickly,
love it.
Too.
Beautiful gray, a beautiful
yeah.
gray, Pitty. Just a beautiful, beautiful coat.
Gray, blue.
But very well-mannered.
Yeah.
Now, how did last week's golf tournament go?
It was good. It went really well. I only got to stay for the beginning of it because my kind aren't accepted in the country club. I'm just kidding.
That's
no,
not true.
That's I know it's not.
Everybody's
no, everybody
welcome.
Really. Yeah. Enjoyed
everybody
the dog.
Had a
everybody,
great time.
Everybody
it was
really
well
did.
Done.
Yeah.
It made money. Hey, you know what? Your first time out, that was a very much a success.
Yes, and I can't wait for next year's. It's going to be a blast.
It was so, beautiful.
Yeah, and it was the first time I had ever been there, and I actually was kind of
isn't Riverview
just taken
beautiful?
Aback. I didn't yeah. know,
you know
that
what?
That I know it's Riverview, but I didn't really.
Yeah. Realize.
Grasp how beautiful that hill right there on the putting green. I was like, whew, I need to get my phone out and
yeah.
take a picture. This is the prettiest view I've ever seen of this town.
And you know what? You can have, when you have lunch or dinner
mm-hmm.
from there, you're looking out over the river. It's beautiful.
It is
there.
Beautiful, yeah.
Okay, now how do we And I'm sorry, I ran out to get something else, but what's our puppy's name?
Lila.
Lila. I like that. So how do we adopt Lila?
So you can come by the shelter. Give us a call, 241-1653. Lila, along with all of our other camp dogs, their adoption fees are only $50. So her adoption fee has been sponsored, and all of our camp dogs have. And when you adopt a camp dog, you're just like, it's just win-win. You know they're going to be good with the other dogs in camp. You know they're going to be good with kids. You know they're going to have some prior training. So it's just win-win with them.
In fact, they can sit. A lot of times they get to have a special trick. They're good on the leash. They're doing
exactly,
all that.
Exactly, yeah.
And they've been chipped, spayed,
exactly.
Everything.
Yep, they're all ready to go. You can adopt them today. They cannot, however, go home to their families until August 5th. And anybody that adopts a camp dog, we really encourage that you show up to graduation. And it's August 5th at 9, and that's at Haven Humane. And you can come watch your dog graduate. And it's really, really cool. And the last one, I actually teared up. There was a little girl that was so excited about her dog that had already found a home. And she was just so happy to be a part of it. And she choked up during her little thing. And it was the cutest, like, most touching thing ever, seeing these kids just fall in love with these dogs. And next week, I'll actually be bringing a camp kit next week. So
great. You know what would be really cool? I was just thinking about this, the babysitting part of, you know, how some people need dog sitters.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the kids that, you know, like, that take care of the camp love a pet,
right,
that take care of the pet, the owners that adopt, if they ever leave town or they need a babysitter, you know,
exactly,
like they're going
to
be
gone. Or somebody even to walk them during the summertime.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's already
–
you already have some experience. It's a marketable skill to be able to walk a dog. So there you go.
It is a marketable skill.
You want to make some summer money, you can do that. You can be a dog walker after that because you've already done it. So.
Well, people work, and some – I know that our sister – Carl's sister, she's an attorney. She gets stuck. She's – you know, if the case, it has to go to court. She has to wait around. She has somebody every single day come to their house and break the dogs, you know, for an hour or two. So, I mean, that's just – I'm sure that there are several people in Reading that do that.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Amy, Heavy and Humane, thank you so much. We'll see you again next Friday.
All right. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you. And you want to know why I was running in here, Carl? Well, I was in the back and I pulled up. You know, I was on time. And I walked by.
I know. I heard the buzzer go off, so I knew you were here.
Well, there was a gal at the in the back who I said, because there's a new store next to us. You know, of course, we're down here in Shervin Square. And there's all kinds of new stores, new offices that are going on here in Sherman Center. So I didn't recognize Crystal. So I walk by and I go, hey, nice job on the outside. And, you know, hi, I'm Linda Bott. And she goes, and I said, and what's your name, Crystal? Oh, my God, Crystal, because, you know, they own the building. And she went on to tell me how frustrating it's been because the city, as soon as they bring something up to compliance, the city has 15 more things that need to be done yesterday. She went on. I mean,
we talked about this yesterday, honey, that the people next door.
I just want to continue on.
I'm sorry.
She said, they're never going to get this building down the street. We don't want this drug house behind us. We're trying to upgrade our building and constantly make it good, and everything is against us. And she just said, I'm so frustrated. I mean, like, she was shaking.
Well,
this is the owner of the building that's trying to do
good things. They're putting in sprinkler systems. They're putting in new security systems, new lighting. They're doing all these things for this building. I mean, and then the people next door, and we talked about this, they opened up a new hair salon.
Called Parlor.
Now, did you notice what was out there at the back door?
Well, I noticed it. It said that. Nice entrance. I didn't realize what it was, but I wanted to compliment
it's an
him.
ADA.
So you can do.
So that. Okay, they made them put the ADA. Okay, first of all, if you haven't been to our offices, probably most of you've been in the back. It's all flat. It is absolutely all flat. You know you come in. It's a driveway or a parking lot that's flat that they just redid, by the way, to make it look better.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get out of your car and you walk into the doors. The doors do not have like a step up. They're just like the little door jams. You just walk over it because they redid their floors next door. They had to put in an ADA, but the ADA doesn't do anything. The ADA serves no purpose, but they had to put something in. So they put in this this rubber, special rubber entryway. And I said, why can't you just put like a little thing over the door so you can just push your way in there? Oh, no, it's got to be like this, and it's got to be big enough so they can turn wheelchairs around. I said, but what you just did was cover up the sidewalk with this. That's all they did was cover up the sidewalk that we all walk on. And I said, there's no purpose to this. And you know what she said? She says, we all know that. But you can't, if you start to try and get a waiver and get all these things done, she says, it's just impossible. So it's easier to spend more money and to put in something that's absolutely not needed because nobody else has it. On this, not one other
business
on this, in this area has one. Not Kobe Beef House in Weaver's thing. Not any of these others here have it, but you've got to have it. And in the front door, you can get in through the front door. But the back door, so this is an example of another stupid thing. Along with these other things, that just makes it so hard. And everybody's going, oh, no, we want to work with you. No. If you wanted to work with you, a person with a common sense would look at this and say, okay, you can do this, and that meets the requirements. And just put, if you wanted to, just put that one piece of rubber up so as you just kind of just come up and over the thing. It just makes sense. There's nothing to impede a wheelchair, a stroller, anything from coming in these back doors. But now you have to spend money on a ridiculous, just ridiculous ADA entrance that does nothing.
Now, Crystal and her husband, Nathan, Nathan owns Nathan's Tattoos. And I evidently, I'm not really sure, but I think, Nathan inherited somehow, I think through family, has had this building for years and years and years. And this guy's done nothing since we've been here but try to improve it.
We see the
motivation. He did that whole back out, build out for us in the back where we have on the spot with, on the spot. And that's our Casey and our offices and all of our stuff in the back. We call it the green room. Built that whole thing out. And Crystal and he have been married. And Crystal, they're 30-something in that age range, 40-something. Really try to do a lot to make it a great-looking building and make it happy for you. They work with you. So to see this woman this morning, of course, I was in rush, and she had her glasses on. I didn't recognize her. See her in this mode. People are moving from California for this very reason, and how can you do business? And, I hope that this parking lot, who wants to do the parking lot across the street if we have this kind of thing where they're impeding you every which way when you want to move forward, 15 to stop you? And I just had to share that. I know I'm repeating myself, but God.
No, this is things people run into. You know what? I'd love to have Larry Vogel come down here and explain to me why they have to do something like, it's a state thing. There are waivers. People go, put a little ramp, put a piece of rubber on this thing that would cost you $5 and glue it down. I'm tired of this.
All right, we're going to have to take a break.
But we've got a great guest coming.
Okay, that's right. Let's switch it off to a positive note here on Friday. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 8439 to make your reservation.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar.
Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Murders, riots, violence, terrorism, hatred, racism, all result from a failed liberal progressive ideology. When you take pliable minds and instill violent, hate-filled rhetoric into them, you create mentally unstable individuals. Understand, there are evil people in this world who use their religion and beliefs as justification for their violent, evil actions. Your best protection from this corrupt ideology is having a sincere relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 right here in the downtown Reading. We're at Ground Zero of all the changes that are going
That's
on.
Right.
And we were just sitting there, you know, ranting about some of how they make it, the city makes it harder for a lot of people to really upgrade things. But we're beyond that now because we've got, you know, the other thing we do, as you all know, is we bring in businesses that perhaps you haven't heard of or, you know, new ones starting out. And we have just a really sweet business that's with us
a
today.
A sweet business. Get you up there on the microphone. And with us this morning is our special guest, and we call her Mary O.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you walk in today. I've heard about you, and you bring this. I love presentation. I love it when somebody puts the details into their work. Like, you know, seamstresses will do the little designers or how a label's presented. So you walk in and you have this beautiful card that you hand us. It says Mary O. Chocolatier and a tiny bee chocolate. Tell us a little bit about you and your chocolatiering.
Oh, well, Tiny Bee Chocolates has their Brigadeiros, which is a Brazilian home product, if you will, like the Americans cook cookies, brigadeiros or handmade Brazilian chocolates. That's a staple in Brazil.
Wow. So
and where, what? Okay, you're in Reading. Was there is there a Brazilian in your life? Are you Brazilian?
Actually, the co-founder and the chocolatier herself, Andre, is the co-founder, and his wife Renata is the Brazilian, as he puts it, Brazilian bombshell. And she is stunningly gorgeous, and she's been making brigadeiros since she was 10 years old and all through college helping her mother make them. So if you were to go to a barbecue here in Reading or in the Bay Area, you'd typically have chips and salsa. If you were going to a event in Brazil, you would have brigadeiros. It's a staple. Nobody doesn't
what?
Have brigadeiros.
Okay, you just learned that. If you never knew that, I learned that here on KCNR 1460. Brigadeiros are a staple at barbecues, or is it? Is
it's
it
just family events, typically.
Any or, type of family event.
Yeah.
Wow.
In Brazil.
So, I love that. So you come to Reading. How? What's the connection?
I actually moved up here because my sister and her husband live here. I wanted to be closer to my younger sister.
And so you were in the Bay Area working with these chocolatiers?
That's correct.
Oh, my. Yeah. So did you actually make them with them?
No, I have not done that. But the for the people that are in the San Francisco Bay Area, they are able to book a chocolate-making party if that's something they want to do for team building.
Okay.
That's cool.
I'm put me on the calendar because I would love to. We have a dinner club. That's something I'd like to. We'd love to bring that. You know, are you doing chocolate parties? Will you
not
do
up,
them?
Not up and ready.
Okay.
Yet.
All right. So, well, but you will.
Yes.
Because we're going to help you build your business. We want
point.
Everybody. We like to do that. So this is what we do on KCNR here. If we bring in the new businesses, we love to be able to share that. We have a lot of listeners online. This is a chocolatier. This is – we love that. You're coming to Reading. People come here for all different kinds of reasons. Your family was here. You want to be here. You're bringing the knowledge of this special kind of tiny bee chocolate.
And there's some other points about it. It's really about corporate gifting or employee recognition or rewards. So it's a whole program where, as you see, there's a handwritten note there for you, too.
All right. So what she brings in, of course, we can't see it. Is like, you know, when you get a padded envelope, first of all, it's a beautiful silver envelope. So you receive this in the mail. I haven't opened it up yet, but it's wrapped in beautiful I'll take a picture and put it on Facebook. It's wrapped in a really colorful, beautiful tissue that's got the blues and the yellows. Of course, again, presentation. The note, Tiny Bee Chocolate, says, "Hope you enjoy our handmade treats. Carl and Linda, all the best. Renata and Andrea."
Andre.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to open it now. It's a beautiful blue box with a brown ribbon, which, and of course, we love that chocolate blue. And blue and chocolate is always a classy combination anyway. So on the box, it says Tiny Bee Chocolate. And
there's a picture of Renata with all the flavors. If you open up that little brochure, there's 20 different flavors currently.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is a box of 15. They come in 4, 8, 15, or 30 with the handwritten note. They're gluten-free, 95% organic, and they're only 60 calories each.
Oh, do you hear?
Creamy, intense bundles of joy.
Do you hear the angel bells? Okay, so, Jared, you get one. We're going to do it on the air. We're going to taste these on the air. He's like, yes. He just did the yes sign. Yes. You know, the pull down.
And they're typically, you know, they're not meant to be a hard case chocolate. They're made with condensed milk. That's one of the magic ingredients that keeps them soft and creamy.
Mm.
These are really good.
Thank you.
Okay. Gluten-free. I'm talking. This is okay. You guys get it, okay? That's the whole beautiful sound of visual. Gluten-free. 60 calories. Oh, my God. And what else?
It's really about it's for the corporate gifting. If you're saying to your customers you appreciate them, the handwritten note, the packaging, everything is meant to have an emotional connection with them. It's not just about chocolates in a box.
I just took the one with the, I guess it was coconut, and it is just exquisite. I mean, it's really that good. I mean,
it's really mine good. Was dark chocolate.
How do we get a hold of you, Mary? How do people get to you?
I still have a Bay Area phone number. That's area code 408-482-4834 or maryo@tinybeechocolate.com.
Okay, let's put that in the chat room. maryo@tinybeechocolate.com, a chocolatier. And then you can go to tinybeechocolate.com and look it up, and it's probably how you order, right?
Yeah,
do you have a storefront, or is this all going to be?
No, it's basically, again, back to corporate gifting or employee gifting, is we set you up with your own gift portal where you can order online, enter your handwritten note, or for those that are too busy for any of that, just hand us a spreadsheet, and we'll take care of everything. We call it set it and forget it. We'll do it for you.
Set it and forget it. I love it. Well, I just had the dark chocolate and sprinkles. Carl had the coconut and cream. And Jared, what'd you have?
I had the dark chocolate as well. And it was very good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I guess I had, I'm not sure.
We have milk chocolate and milk sprinkles
maybe
and
I had
dark
the milk
chocolate.
Then.
Yeah. Well, then I must have had the milk chocolate. But anyway, it was delicious. So there we go, because we're looking at these raspberry and white chocolate, pineapple and coconut. I want to try the Brazilian coffee.
Beautifully
done.
So you came up here from...
From the South Bay Area.
Okay. And your younger sister's up here.
Yes.
And how long have you been here?
About a year and a half.
Any noticed any differences between South Bay Area and Reading?
Yeah, like there's no rush hour traffic up here.
Everything's is that cool?
7 minutes away instead of 45
does that,
for the
you know,
same distance, by the way.
Does that spoil you?
Yeah,
I mean,
does.
We
it
used
does.
To, because I came up out of the Southern California region, and it takes 7 minutes to get anywhere.
Yep.
7 minutes to get anywhere, and it's kind of like, oh, my gosh, it's like 15 till, and so you leave, and so you're 10 minutes early.
I just can't believe it.
Isn't that great?
It's amazing.
And it took us about, just to share with you, it took us about five years, maybe longer, before that energy left my body of, I got to get there. You know, I have to, you don't realize how it jolts your system about living your life around traffic. And when you realize that, okay, it's 6:30 and the concert starts at 7, if you were in the Bay Area or in L.A., if you left at 6:30 and the concert started at 7, you would come in at half the half.
You'd be late.
You'd
absolutely
be so late.
Yes.
So that's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And have you had experience to try the lakes and be?
Well, I came up as a tourist for 25 years hauling a boat. So, you know, I was familiar with the area, but I've seen it really prosper here. And the whole culture is so much more wonderful.
And let me tell you, Mary is a business person, too.
Yes.
She came in very personable, sat down with me, and in 2 minutes had me down, almost, you know, digging the books out to talk about things. But and I appreciate that in people, because it's, you know, so a lot of times people don't take business as seriously. But if you found something you really obviously love,
passionate about, absolutely,
and with your business sense, I think you're going to be very successful up here.
Well, thank you.
And I think in a corporate society, and this could be anywhere from having, you know, 2 employees to 200 employees, is that there is a gratitude. Thank you. Your service has really meant a lot to you, meant a lot to us, and we're so happy to have you on our team. That you do these handwritten notes. That's a really big deal. There's an art to this whole idea of a gratitude. It's a gratitude gift.
That's exactly right. That's what it's meant to be. It's not, again, it's not about chocolates in a box. It's really an experience where you bond with either your employees or your customers.
You know, and that's, I see these as going over to, you know, when you go to Christmas parties.
Yep.
This is a great hostess gift or a, when you're going over to somebody's dinner, you just have a bunch of these in the refrigerator.
And plus, they'll last for 2 months in the refrigerator.
Okay, so you have several in the refrigerator. Now, do they write the notes, or do you write? Can you write the
notes?
My
handwriting would be fired.
So they write the notes.
Yes.
On it. So, yeah, that's kind of cool, too, because it comes from something like that. So, okay, Tiny Bee Chocolates, Mario. Thank you for coming in, is the chocolatier. And, again, to get a hold of her, it's 408-482-4834. But also go to tinybeechocolate.com. And I tell you what, it is just
Brazilian Brigadeiros. I mean, how wonderful this is, a conversation.
Something different.
Yes.
Something different,
right,
for a hostess gift or just gifts for your friends. All right, thank you. Hey,
we'll be
right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia for the highest-ranked large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Redding Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or community event like the Redding Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Redding Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Redding Kia difference.
Redding Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
RedingKia.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bod. Good morning, everybody. Gosh, you know, we started off fast here. You know, Linda came in with, you know, unlike her, she comes in. She's always kind of happy when she's rolling in the morning. She comes in, her hair's on fire because of talking to the people that own this whole building here and the battle they're having with Redding, just trying to get things done. You know, and it's that here, and I understand, here is the frustration. They don't come in here all at one time and say you need to do these 15 things. They come in, you fix five things. They come in, oh, there's 10 more. And now you got to bring the people back again to start redoing the stuff or refixing it or whatever you're trying to do. It's time, Larry Voppel, come down here. Talk to these people. Come down and look at this ADA ramp. Look how ridiculous it is next door. You can take a rug. A throw rug and duct tape it down and do a better job than what this ADA is. Okay, no, they did a good job on the ramp. That's, don't misunderstand me. But why would they even have to? You don't have to. There's nothing to impede you coming in here unless you are blind, drunk, staggering. And as it is, I'll probably trip over the ramp because it's got a thing at the end of it, you know, on the edge, you know, a lip. That's 4 inches, according to, and this is according to what it has to be. It's 4 inches high. So I tell you what, you get out of the truck in the morning, and boom, over the ramp you fall. I'll sue the city of Redding and the state of California. All right. Hey, Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. Sharon Clark is just the person to go to if you need in-home health care, short-term or long-term. You know, Linda, she is just, I mean, well, Bob, people we talked, Bob Belongi.
Bob Belongi, our Monday through Thursday producer, and of course, Boomer Tech. His mother just got out of the hospital, and we've been watching them scramble. Like, what are we going to do? You know, she's gone from this hospital to the aftercare, and what, you know, it's just when somebody gets sick and there's not a plan, what do? You don't go to Home Helpers. They will take care of you. And they're bonded. They're extreme background. So anyway, Home Helpers, they're located on Larkspur Avenue. Ask for Sharon, 226-8350.
I know it's hard for, you know, I've got it at a different angle.
No, that's all right. I don't know the number by heart, but.
Okay. Yeah. Now, two businesses have, you know, sad time, happy time. Two businesses, one of them who's been around here forever, Gene's Drive-In, just shut down. Gene's Drive-In just shut down. Yeah.
Within
the last 2 days.
Now, that's the one that's over by Tiger Field.
One by Tiger Field. It's been here since, 1950-something?
And this is where the hot rod cars would always go during hot
Cool April nights.
Cool April. hot August cars. Cool April nights.
In motorcycles and stuff. Anyway, they shut down. It's, 2 days. And then Planet Fitness.
Oh, that just came and went.
That went.
I wonder what that's
side,
about.
On the good side, a new grocery outlet opened up.
That's right.
At, out in Anderson, and we're going to have them. We're going to have them on here.
Local couple.
In like 10 days, we're going to have them on to talk about who they are, how they got this thing started, and what a great, you know, this is a big thing. This isn't like starting a repair chip on the side of the road thing. This is a. They were in the outlet stores down there.
Mm-hmm.
Took over two or three of those stores.
And it's a really big deal because
big deal.
They
this
had
big
to
deal.
Reconstruct that area,
area.
Because,
yeah.
I do love to go to the Pendleton Outlet down there, especially at Christmas time. And of course, we were just talking about Christmas in July. I was talking to Mary O out there. Anyway, I got sidetracked, but they changed the size of their store. They went down to like, they called it more boutique because they've done half the size. And it's in order for this grocery outlet to have a bigger space. And what we heard from our Anderson folks the other day, our Anderson mayor and
Baron Browning and Jeff Keyser.
Right. That this couple, they bought a franchise. So it would be like if you bought first of all, I'm sure it's expensive to go and to invest in a Taco Bell or any kind of franchise. So they come in and they live here and they're from, you know, they're Bethel, I think, you know, which we love the fact that it's a community that believes in giving to community. So anyway, this is a really cool thing.
It's a cool thing.
Grocery outlet down there. So that's a positive thing. So we're going to the positive and the negatives. It's kind of a.
Okay. As long as we're, okay, that was positive. Let's go to negative.
Okay. Carl.
The Obamacare skinny repeal. Whatever the hell that is, was failed last night in the Senate vote. It failed 49-51. The one that cast the crushing vote no was Senator John McCain. Now, you say, oh, McCain, you betrayed the Republican Party. No, because there was two other Republican senators also voted against it. Murkowski from Alaska and somebody else. But what McCain did was, and maybe one of the last big votes this man makes, is he took one for the team, my friends. McCain took one for the team. I'm not supporting McCain on some of the votes he's made. I do support him on a lot of other things he has done. But he took one for the team here. Why? Because he had a bunch of moderate Republicans that were just, oh, gosh, we just, you know, this is just going to screw us in the next election. And he took one for the conservatives because they didn't want this either. They want another way of doing this. Now, frankly, the Republicans have had 7 years to get together and make a consensus on how to change the Obamacare. 7 years. And they've come up now, 3 months before elections, 2 months before elections, and they still can't do it. I guarantee you, though, by November, there will be a plan. Because if they don't, the Democrats are just going to beat them with the repeal, just beat them over the head and shoulders and pound them into the ground like a tent stake. 7 years they've had to be able to do this, and they can't come up with something. They can't, you know, whether you like it or not, the Democrats came up with a plan, conceived a plan, wrote it down. Nobody knows what was in it, as Pelosi said, and they stood together and they passed this damn thing, which has caused all types of consternation. Now, one thing Republicans are trying to do is leave all the good things from Obamacare in there and take away how we pay for it. Guess what? Doesn't work. And then the only good thing, hopefully the great thing that can come out of this, is that both sides, Democrats and Republicans, maybe get together. Could this be and actually pound out a health care plan that'll work? Let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
We're doing
fine.
Thanks for the call.
Don. What's on your mind?
A lot of things, but let me start with this transgender military backtrack by our president, POTUS, and what is going on with that? I mean, he promises one thing during the campaign, and then he jerks the rug out from active military duty members who have pledged to fight for their country. And he's complaining, and his staff, I guess, of course, that that's costing too much. Well, I think all of you have seen the data on that. You know, it may cost, what, $2 million, I think they said, $2 million plus some dollars for medical care for transgenders while they're in the military. But did anybody ever say why the military is spending 3 times that much on Viagra for military enlistees? I mean, that's a little hypocritical there. I mean, what do military enlistees need Viagra for?
I don't know.
All over the news. That's number one. And locally, we have a very active and honest and hardworking transgender community right here in Reading. So, come on, people. Where's your humanity?
He did not outlaw, but Don, he did not outlaw homosexuals from being gay people from being in the military.
I'm talking about transgender.
Yeah, but they've never been able to serve before.
Pardon?
They were never able to join before until Obama said changed it.
Well, you know, that's the past. And Obama changed it. And now Trump is changing it back from what he said during the campaign. That is hypocritical.
There's a lot of people.
Another daily hypocritical statement.
Well, wait a minute. You mean like Obama saying that you could keep your doctor?
Pardon?
It's like Obama saying you could keep your doctor if you like them.
Obama is out of the picture.
How about this? Obama also said he would never support.
Obama. Trump is in the presidency. It's all about Trump
okay.
and what he's saying and does
you're right.
on a daily basis.
Obama is gone.
Okay, so you know what? You're not alone there. And we get Facebook and people. I haven't said anything politically in a long time. You'll hear these kind of comments, and we see them on Facebook. Basically, I think everybody kind of calmed down from all the slapping, stabbing and slapping that was going on. I'm feeling there's been it is what it is. Every day there's something ugly, but not as bad as it was. Anyway, so...
And locally, speaking of ugly, locally, the recall. These people who claim to be Take Back Reading, are the two people that they're targeting... Have they created any malfeasance or criminal activity in office, which is the normal, usual reason for making a recall? No. They have some obscure reason that they claim that the two women, misogyny, who happen also to be Democrats, political, have created something that they just don't like. And it most of the time, the city council members vote 5 unanimous on things. Why aren't they picking on some of the other council members? Because they're Republicans, that's why. This is a misogynist and political effort on this Take Back Reading fiasco.
You mean just being a Democrat's not enough reason to be recalled?
I don't know what you're saying. All I'm saying is
I know, buddy.
Targeting them because they're Democrats and because they're women.
I don't know if some of the leaders, Don, recall numbers.
They're going to peak around 5,000, and then boom, they've targeted out.
Hey, Don, some of the leaders of the recall movement are women. In fact, two of the main leaders are women. What?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you know what? This is what we love about talk radio is that, you know what? You're every much of a community member as anybody else. And I think it's great that you're weighing in on your feelings.
Yeah.
And not everybody is going.
No, I'm hot this morning, not only from the temperature, but this political atmosphere in our town.
Okay.
Come on,
thank
people.
You.
Well, and you know, in today's Record Searchlight, there was an article about how these ultra conservative groups are now taking over city council members, and this is just another example right here in Reading. But I predict it won't work. It will not work. So,
it's going to be. I tell you, I think it's an uphill. Don, hang on. I think it's going to be an uphill push on this one. I think that they've got to really be clear on why they want this to happen. So
you bet they do. And
anyway.
People, if they just sign it because they're angry and don't know why, that's to me not democracy. Small d. Now, I hope you have both sides on. You probably have that planned before long. So
No.
Really
We're going to have, of course, Kristen and Francie on.
Uh-huh.
Well, Kristen's agreed to come on. We're just getting the time for her, and that's
great.
On me. And then we'll have Dale and Angie on from the recall because people need to know. And as you know, we don't take sides on this one. That's why we try to get everybody on here to talk about it, let people make up their own mind. We trust the population.
Unlike.
other media sources.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right, thanks.
We
got
to take a break.
Hey, let's go to the phone.
No, we can't. We got to take a break.
Okay, that's right. We're running over. Charles, hang on, will ya? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
True tribute band, Double Trouble. A tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger all in one show. Michael Furlong performs his tribute to Tom Petty, and Terry Jail performs his tribute to Bob Seger all in one event. Come out for a night of great rock and roll on Friday, August 11th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Double Trouble. Double Trouble. A tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger live in the event center. This is a great performance of all-American rock and roll music packed with dozens of hit songs. You'll recognize and enjoy them all evening long. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Double Trouble, a tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 11th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the River.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town, in Reading, with the only watch repairman. Go on down there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. It's where we go. Okay. It's been a busy morning. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Well, it looks like this this health care fiasco is showing that Congress's willingness to do the right thing is kind of wanting there a bit. You know, it's not really there to the extent that it needs to be. Case in point, that is, they can do, if they really wanted to, they can roll up their sleeves and they could get something through and
if they wanted to.
Even make it bipartisan if they wanted to. For example, this hypocritical sanctions bill, which, you know, they're going after Russia for supposedly, you know, interfering in the election, causing Trump to win. False narrative. But why aren't they go? Here's the hypocrisy. Why aren't they going after Ukraine for helping Hillary? Why aren't they going after Saudi Arabia for contributing to the Clinton Foundation and committing other acts of election tampering, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, why aren't the other countries critical? Why aren't the other countries going after us? Because we tamper with everybody else's elections. And I don't mean that, you know, in a bad sense, people. But you're a world nation. You've got something on the line if you can, you know, if you get somebody that's going to be a little bit friendlier to you. Now, you know, we do it. They do it. I think their part is the hypocrisy right there.
Right.
Anyway.
I mean, if they really wanted to, it shows that when they really want to do something, they can do it all right.
Oh, they can if they want to. And here's the thing is that was the House of Representatives. House Representatives
put it's
not
just the House, it's the Senate, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Senate could, too, if they could, actually. But, you know, frankly, they can't seem to get their stuff together here. To be able to do this. They've had 7 years. I'm really disappointed in the fact that the Republicans have had 7 years to try and put something together, and they can't do it. They can't get together and agree on something. And if you're going to be a leader, you got to be able to lead.
Mm-hmm.
And part of leadership is bringing some of the other side with you. They haven't, you know, the Democrats did not get one Republican to vote for Obamacare, and nobody mentions that. And the Republicans can't get one Democrat to vote for the, you know, for the new plan, whatever that is. So, okay, Charles, thank you very much. You're right. Hypocrisy. Okay, hey, everybody, it's 79 degrees going up to 105 today. We're going, you know where we're going
to the
now.
Cold 45s tonight.
We're going to the cold 45s tonight. That's right.
Game
because
starts at 7.
Yeah, we're in the shade. Wind's blowing. It's a great night. It's a great time. They're only going to be playing for another week.
Got to support our local team, folks.
Get out there. Okay.
They
now.
Do have misters. You can go back in the misters. I just wear a big old hat, and not that I've got sun on my back. But, yeah, we just so enjoy the team this year is just stellar.
You know, the one of the people they're pointing out, and, you know, Don is – and I understand Don's all fired up. Not everybody can join the military. I mean, let's just say it's before Obama said that. And Obama, who frankly didn't listen to his military, or so not everybody can join. If you're too short, if you're too tall, if you're too heavy, if you're too skinny, you can be all types of reasons. If your feet aren't good, you got an ankle injury, you could have a psychosis. Not everybody can come into the military. And it's just, you know, and at some point somebody made that decision. Now, I'm, you know, what about the transgenders that are in there? And there is no really good number, but let's, you know, I think I've heard anywhere from 150 to 6,000. But I've heard others, you know, saying anywhere around 2,000 transgenders. If they're serving, they should be allowed to serve. I'm not going to discharge them. If you don't want to enlist any, fine. If you don't want to re-enlist, then I think it should be on a case-by-case basis. I mean, and then, you know, the seal that challenged – the seal that went from a guy to a girl and challenged Trump to say that to him. While he was in the service, he was male. He not made the change. He hadn't said anything until he got out, just as an aside there. The things that I think that the military needs to focus on, I just saw where Mathis is doing this. He's looking at the number of people that are in the military that are non-deployable. In other words, they cannot go to war.
Because?
They could be things like diseases. They could have... they could have physical infirmities. They could have all types of things that says they can't go to war. Well, why is that? So he's going to take a look at how many people we have in the military that if we had to go to war, can't go. And because they can't go, somebody's got to take their place. In the old days, before people kind of came awake here, women were allowed finally to become head of communications detachments. You know, they were NCOs in charge of detachments. Well, the only problem was when you did that was they could not deploy on a ship because women were not allowed on ships. So what happened was the men who went out on a deployment came back, had to turn around and go out again because the women couldn't, and they were in those positions. They've since changed that. But, you know, sometimes moving, you know, the social movement hasn't caught up with reality of what the Defense Department does. And let me think about this for a second. The Defense Department fights wars. That's the only reason they're there, is to fight wars. Anything that takes away from that should not even be a portion of it.
What's the oath that you take? And that finally, before we take our break, what's the oath that you take when you decide to serve your country?
You take an oath to the Constitution, not to people.
Do you say my country first? Is there a my country first? Well, before says, before myself, before my country first, before my sexual preference, before my family.
Everything's before you.
So my country first.
Country first. In this case, I'm there to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Before my sexual preference.
Well, before my...
Before I decide I'm going to be a girl or a boy, I'm going to serve my country.
Yes.
And I think is the fear that somebody serving their country and when these open... When this more opens up about transgenders or whatever you decide to be... That if that happens while you're serving, is it not true that there's all of these people are worried about the fact that that's going to cost the government money if somebody wants to do a sex change or this kind of thing?
I think that's a minor thing on the amount of money. I'm not the other things is the impact on readiness and the fact is do you come in the military just for a sex change operation? Hey, we're going to be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Floor, just after that vote, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
So, Mr. President, this is, clearly a disappointing moment. From skyrocketing costs to plummeting choices and collapsing markets, our constituents have suffered through an awful lot under Obamacare.
Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer said lawmakers should now work more closely together to fix the Affordable Care Act, not try to do away with it altogether.
Obamacare was hardly perfect. It did a lot of good things, but it needs improvement.
President Trump now voicing his disappointment in last night's vote.
Writing on Twitter after the middle of the night Senate vote, the president said 3 Republicans and 48 Democrats let the American people down. He again is calling for Obamacare to implode and then craft a new deal. Nevertheless, the Senate's rejection of the bill is a serious blow to the president's agenda.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. For the first time ever, scientists in this country have edited the DNA of human embryos.
Scientists in Oregon have edited the genes of a human embryo. The idea is to someday help infants avoid inherited diseases. It's believed to be the first time this has been done in the United States, although it's been reported in China.
That is science writer Lindsay Tanner. On Wall Street, it's been slow going for all the major indexes right now. The Dow is down by about 5 points. High-tech NASDAQ off by 25. The S&P 500 off by about 8.5 points. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-471-6845. That's 800-471-6845. 800-471-6845. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Two boys are now in custody suspected of arson over wildfires burning in the south of France.
A senior French official says the 5 days of wildfires are likely to have been started by arsonists. Now two adolescents, both aged just 16, are suspected of being behind the blaze in Carreau, north of Nice. They also face charges of theft and could face a prison sentence of 15 years. France's prime minister has warned that malicious acts must be punished. Meanwhile, environmental authorities warn the danger is far from over.
Desma reporting. The iPod Nano and iPod Shuffle have played their final notes for Apple, the company discontinuing sales of the two music players yesterday in a move reflecting the waning popularity of those devices at a time when most people store or stream their tunes on smartphones. Apple does plan to continue selling its internet-connected iPod Touch for now. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Authorities say an Indiana police officer has died after being shot multiple times while responding to a traffic accident on the south side of Indianapolis yesterday. Southport Mayor Russell McClure addressed the media shortly after the killing took place.
It's with great sorrow I stand before you today as we've learned the Southport Police Lieutenant Aaron Allen has been killed in the line of duty.
Allen was a six-year veteran of his department with some 20 years of law enforcement experience. A Rust Belt state to build a manufacturing legacy through assembly line jobs will have to go high-tech now that Foxconn has selected Wisconsin as a site for its new coveted electronics plant. Great news for jobs, says Governor Scott Walker.
It's not just about the dollars and cents. It's not just about direct jobs. In fact, to build this, it's so big that the equivalent of the space they're going to need, not just for this campus, but really this ecosystem.
He says it's all going to have to grow. Foxconn, best known for making iPhones and other Apple products in China. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the center, ground zero of the reclamation of Redding right here on Market Street. Good morning, everybody. It is 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live throughout the world on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday. It's currently 79 today. Our highs will be 105. Get ready. Clear tonight with lows of 71. Saturday calls for, 107. Saturday, 72 are our lows. Sunday, 108. Better get out this morning early and water everything down. Make sure your pets are hydrated, and you are too. Sunday night calls for clear with a low of around 73. Monday. Okay, you guys, Monday's coming up and it's Scorcher City. Okay, we're in that triple digit that's kind of like, really pay attention. Sunny and hot with our high near 112. That's the forecast so far. Sometimes our numbers come down as we progress and see the national weather forecast. But as of now, Monday calls for 112. And Tuesday calls for sunny and hot with 111, and Wednesday 1010. And boy, I'll tell you what, it seems to stay up there in those high figures. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And now we go to our favorite gal, that is Susan Eastman, who's our Wells Fargo advisor specialist. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the red this morning as investors weigh in on the economy and corporate earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 2 points at 21,794. The S&P 500 is off 9 points at 2,466. And the Nasdaq Composite losing 21 points at 6,360. The three most actively traded stocks on the Nasdaq, Starbucks down $4.92, trading at $54.68, Intel up 30 cents at $35.26 per share, and Micron Technology down 89 cents, trading at, and I did not get that price, and I will get it to you right now, at $29.30 per share. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 81 cents at $116.53, Costco up 3 cents at $152.56, Walmart down a nickel at $79.72. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is price yield 2.30%, and gold is up today $5.80 an ounce at $12.69, silver up 9 cents at $16.77 per ounce, and crude oil up 64 cents, trading at $49 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, you get much information out in such a short time.
I try.
How do you do that? You should be reading one of those disclaimers for one of the drugs that's on TV.
She's got great energy.
Gosh.
Yeah. Susan Eastman, if you're looking for any of, like, you're trying
any,
to figure out
any what, financial
what
advice.
Am I doing with my retirement? You know, we have Dave Ramsey here on our show from 12 to 3. And, you know, Susan has to go because, she's working, and it's East Coast time. And, you know, they have rules and regulations of what they have to do with the Wells Fargo advisor, you know, the people. So she's on the air for just a little bit of time to give her stats, but we want to do a shout out about her. So as you're trying to figure out, like, where's my future, where am I, you know, my spending and all that stuff, Susan Eastman's somebody you can literally sit down with here on Park Marina. And we would highly recommend Susan Eastman.
Where'd you get your coffee today? I want some of that. What have you been drinking this morning?
I'm excited to be here.
Hey, you know what?
We got a good night's sleep.
We got a guy here by the name of Bill.
Speaking of great energy.
Bill Casparino. Hey, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Boom.
He was here. I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and then we thought, hey, why don't you come on back? Because you know, it's not just you know. He is the spokesman and the head guy over there at SST Oil. Shasta, Siskiyou.
Transport.
Now, Casparino.
And Casparino.
Casparino. Yeah. Italian.
100%.
Northern, Southern.
Mid.
Roman. Yeah. A Roman kind of guy there.
So we'd love to hear, don't you think, Carl?
I've lost control of this, Linda, so it's whatever you do. I'm just, you know what? When you came in and said, get in, sit down, and shut up. That's what I'm trying to do, okay?
Let me just give you some more of those chocolates and the donuts. What's really cool for, I think, many of our listeners is to kind of get like a backstory on, you know, SST Oil, and who you are, Casparino. What brought you here, how the business started, because you've got 50 years now.
50 years. Not started by me. Started by Jim Holt and the Holt family. Really, they started that in the 50s. They incorporated in 1967. There's the 50th year. But, yeah, SST has been around a long time. Started as a oil and fuel marketer. Continue to market oils, fuels, lubricants, alternative fuels. We are the energy people, both supplying energy, transporting energy, locally owned and operated, locally grown, 35 to 37 employees, still in a growth mode, and we love the North State. Been here a long time. I'm a transplant from the East Coast, but I've been out here since 1980. So I am a Californian, but I've had the pleasure of working both sides of the country, so I can give perspective on East Coast past politics and present politics, but also what's going on in California. Would you guys want to touch upon that anytime?
Oh, yeah. That was the reason we kind of brought you back, because you and I talked afterwards, and I thought, this guy's got a good grasp of a lot of things that's going on here. And you're a businessman of a large company. I mean, for the Redding area, this is a large company.
It is a large company, and a lot to manage, but I have great, great help. Great partners, great employees. I can't give them enough credit, really.
Bill, what are the exact things you all do? I know that you've got associated with Valero, which I think is, frankly, a great company. Mm-hmm. Having worked with them, in fact, just worked with them yesterday. But what are the other things you offer to the Northern California people?
What we offer primarily is fuel for independently owned stations. Corporate stations, we will haul fuel for the big majors, for the Valeros, the Chevrons, the Shells. We have a robust home heating oil business. We sell kerosene heaters, and we supply the fuel for those. We have, I would venture to say, over 5,000 customers in the North State.
Mm-hmm.
And we offer lubricants, any type of specialty oils, hydraulic oils, fluids, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we did at one time offer some solar water heaters. I do believe we can still get those for people if they're interested in that. But and then we do a lot of trucking, bulk fuels, bulk alternative fuels.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we touched upon that last time, where we even haul yellow grease, or inedible kitchen grease is the proper name. It's used French fry oil.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't collect it, but a lot of people collect. It's a highly regulated commodity also.
For biofuel.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Biofuel, That's what they turn it into.
Yeah, I have a couple friends that change their cars into biofuel cars.
Yeah, and we blend it. You can run it 100%, or you can blend with petroleum diesel. And, we offer alternative services as far as gas station owners. We go in and do a service called a designated operator service, mm-hmm. where tanks have to be checked and monitored, and you have to comply with certain regulations.
Compliance.
We're a highly regulated industry, as you folks probably are also. And
not as talked much about as, it not this as, morning at the top of the show.
Yeah.
Not as much as you are.
No, so, not probably not as much.
No, but, we'll talk about that at some point. Hey, look, we're going to take a break here, but one of the reasons I think you're fired up is sleep number. I slept right through the 4 o'clock takeout time of Elk Killer going out at 4 o'clock. I just slept right through it. I was having a great time sleeping last night.
It's all about a good night's sleep, folks. Bed. You know, Carl's like, where'd you get that energy? It's all about a good night's sleep. We got a great show this morning. We love our guests coming on, and so you know you want to be present and ready. Be able to find out who's doing what. So good night's sleep, a sleep number. Check out the store and all the specials they've got going on right now. My sleep number, I'm moving it around all the time. My sleep number setting, I move it around. So sometimes it's 55. Last night it was 35. Because I started working out again. And let me tell you, I needed some room in there.
Well, you know what? My sleep number setting is 60. And the fact is that when you're working, getting up early, and you're staying up late because of a lot of different things you have to do in your life, you just need a good night's sleep. Sleep number. We've been on that bed now for three years, and we've never slept better than on sleep number. And you can, too. And how? Going down to the Target Shopping Center, because right now you can save $400 on the Sleep Number 2016 Queen C4 mattress. That's right. Save $400 there on a mattress that's been rated number one by J.D. Powers 2 years in a row. But we can tell you that we've always slept better. Target Shopping Center. See Brian Janice or any of the pros down at Sleep Number. We'll be right back with Bill Casparino of SST.
Full-service spas are most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious? Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant has partnered with Haven Humane Society for this month's second Tuesday dining restaurant.
Wow, so I can get my Chinese food fix and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, August 8th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously donated a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 79 degrees, going up to 105 today. It's going to be like this weekend, and then it's going to get hot next week. It's
going to
be. In fact, right now, you may want to get out your sweater and put it on, because this is the coolest it's going to be for the foreseeable future is today. I want to remind everybody that don't leave anything in your car. And let's just go through the list real quick. Animals. Kids, okay, kids, animals, grandparents, people that you just let back there, maybe asleep, and for sure not chocolates, okay? Not chocolates.
Or any.
It'll be milkshakes when you come back. So remember that. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. When we say 105 degrees, Alliance Heating and Air can work on any type of cooling system. They're our people of choice. They come in and rescued us one night when it was 110.
And we had a dinner party, and our table was set. They brought in the big fans.
These guys are just great. Alliance Heating, a veteran-owned business, first of all, and they everything they do is just top-notch. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. All right. Hey, we're here with Bill Casparino from the Shasta Siskiyou Transport oil company, SST, and you see them all around all the time. Not one of them's cut me off or anything. So
glad
I've got
to hear that.
Oh yeah, and Bill has been here since 1980 and been a member. Has been working with this company, and now he is the. Are you the CEO or the?
I'm the president of the company.
President, and it's a. But it's
you
a,
run the company
employee,
now.
Is it employee owned?
It is employee-owned. Okay. We are an employee-owned company.
Now, you're on your 50th anniversary. So they put out this little handout here. And what it was 50 years ago. So what was the number one TV show, do you think, 50 years ago?
Well, it's a wonderful, first of all.
Of course, it was the Andy Griffith Show.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the flyer.
But I'm just more saying
it's a booklet they put together that you said your staff put together.
They did.
The gals in the office. Wonderful, wonderful job.
Yeah.
1967, Pop Culture News, July 14th would mark their 50th anniversary.
Correct.
1967's most popular movies, most popular TV shows. Number one is, like you said, the Andy Griffith, The Lucy Show, Gunsmoke, Family Affair Bonanza, The Red Skeleton Show, The Dean Martin Show is number 8, number 9, Jackie Gleason Show, number 10, Bewitched.
A lot of people out there have no idea what we're talking about when you say that. The movies back then were something like Bonnie and Clyde, Cohan Luke. Those are still playing.
Dirty Dozen, You Only Live Twice, In the Heat of the Night, The Jungle Book, The Graduate, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Killer movies for 67. Mm-hmm. Really thought-provoking movies, actually. Mm-hmm. Classics.
You know, Bill, you've seen a lot of things happening over the years in here. How are the – and you're running hazmat up and down the roads. And I have a – spot my heart for that, because I know how hard that is. How have things changed in the industry that have had severe impacts on you all and all truckers out there?
Really, the number one concern of mine is the lack of drivers. And it's a nationwide, and it almost is a worldwide problem. I read trade publications from around the world, and there seems to be a severe shortage of drivers.
And this is and drivers can make money. They can make really good money out there.
Why do you think that is?
Yeah.
You have a huge demographic group, myself included. I'm 59, so I am a baby boomer. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of us. I'm not sure the number, 50, 60 million. We're all geared and headed towards that retirement age. So we're dropping out of the workforce, number one. Number two.
The ones that can.
The ones that can. Yeah. The ones that can. Number two, I think there's a lot of, for lack of a better term, generous programs that one that people can get involved in, state, local, disability.
Where they don't have to work.
Where they don't have to work.
Right.
That's what you're talking about, is that there's no reason for them to take that next step in many cases.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to grow up in a household that someone taught you or told you, hey, you need to work hard for these things? We have schools teaching kids, I feel, certain practices that I never went through. We never got participation trophies, and we learned how to get along. And if you didn't get along, like, somebody has to lose from time to time. And
yeah, I mean, that's just the way life is.
It is. That is life. It makes you a better person. I believe it makes you a better person. Go through hard times.
You don't learn a lot of times from success. You learn
from your failures.
From your failures.
Absolutely.
You learn a lot more from your failures.
It's the bumps and the knocks. And actually, I think that's the what we're seeing as far as a generation, our generation, because you and I are the same generation, is that we have parents. It was just you respected your teachers. You respected your elders. You get wrapped upside the head sometimes if you didn't, or spanked. Or
absolutely
it was just,
did,
it was
Linda.
Just don't,
who
don't,
hasn't,
don't
who
screw,
hasn't had their mouth washed out with soap.
Don't screw with authority. And I mean, it's not bad to challenge authority, but on the same, oh gosh, we got a caller just a second here. But I think with some of the generation ad that came after us, it was like they coddled their children more. We
very
want to give
so
our children.
Well, in the sense of, we want to be able to do things for them that we couldn't do.
Yes.
Well, let's go to the phones. Jim, thank you so much for waiting.
Yeah. Say, I was wondering why more hasn't been done on the investigation of that highway patrolman doing a road rage down there. Actually, he violated, I think, a federal law by stepping up on and putting his hand inside of a hazardous piece of equipment. So,
but we don't know if he didn't do that. I mean, they're never off duty. They say they're off duty, but they're never off duty. And something could have happened. I'm just saying from the side is that something could have happened this man, and I know him, is not the type to do something like this. So when he went up there, I would think there must have been a reason for it. Now, you know what? But I'm not going to say another word about it because the investigation's going on. But there's been things said about it, and that investigation is going on. Trust me, it is.
Yeah, I was wondering what the SST is.
Well, I don't know. Okay, well, we'll ask. We'll ask Bill about that. Thanks a lot, Jim. That's been in the news. Yeah. So
that has been in the news.
That has been in the news.
Everybody's seen the video. I don't want to comment directly on who's at fault. What really happened to be in the same particular field that I'm in. I do believe the company was a petroleum hauler.
Yep.
I do know those people. They're great people. That company is a good company. I can't speak for the driver. I just don't know. I'm sure the investigation will come to fruition someday, and we'll know the story.
And let me tell you something. I'm on the California Highway Patrol Citizens Advisory Board. In fact, we're getting ready to have a meeting here at the end of August. And we talk about, you know, Joe Farrell, who is the commissioner of the Highway Patrol, been a highway patrolman for his whole life, just retiring now to take over UC Davis. That's a police chief there. But every time they will bring these up and they talk about things that have happened, and they take this extremely seriously. The California Highway Patrol has got one of the best reputations in the world as a police agency. And they don't want anything to happen. Like I said, I know some people that were involved in this thing, and you know, I have my feelings about it. But they will not let any stone go unturned. They do not do that. They will. He has taken stands before that were very unpopular, but because it was the right thing to do. And they're going to find out what happened, and there will be justice. Will happen. Justice will happen on this one, and I can guarantee you on it. And I've never seen any instance in the over the year I've been in this, and there have been a couple instances, not a lot, this is rare, that they have not taken action. So, but we don't know what happened.
We don't. We have a great reputation with the CHP.
Yeah.
SST backs Blue, all ways, shapes, or form, local, state, federal, firm believer in that. And more people obeyed laws,
yeah. Right.
Instead of fighting the system, just
you know what?
You'll get along a lot better with officers.
The
that
time
way.
To fight it's in court, not to fight
you'll
it.
You'll have
on
your
the
time
spot.
In court.
You're
going
to have your time in court. You can fight it. You can bring in the guns in, but I don't mean literally, but. It would be so much, yeah, it would be a lot easier. Okay, I think you're totally wrong, officer. Here, give me my ticket. Do what you're going to do, because when we go to court, we'll let somebody else figure this out.
Can I touch upon the veterans one?
I tell you what, you can.
Please.
And after we take a break here, we need to do this one. If you're going to go anywhere this weekend, you need to go to
Holiday Harbor.
Well, Holiday Harbor is a great place to go to, but I was thinking View 202.
That's right. Go to Holiday Harbor on Saturday and View 202 on Sunday.
That's right. Go to Holiday Harbor, and I tell you what, on Holiday Harbor is get yourself a patio boat, get anything out there like we were on the other night, and it was just, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. You get in, you know, get your life vest, and you step into it instead of putting it around you like you're supposed to, and so you float, kind of floating straight up in the water. I mean, that's kind of cool.
And then head out to View 202 on Sunday.
On Sunday morning.
Brunch from 10 on. We're going to be doing jazz up there. It's my jazz trio with Bernie Baker on guitar, Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass. And the misters are going, and it's beautiful on the river. It's cooler on the river. So come enjoy jazz out Reading style on the veranda at View 202 this Sunday. So we'll see you there. We're going to take a break and come back. We got a lot of good stuff to cover here with SST Oil and our special guest, Mr.
Bill Casparino.
Casparino. I want to say Casparini, but it's Casparino. That's a big deal with that vowel on the end. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you are trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Do you have a pool? Consider replacing your current pool pump with an ENERGY STAR-rated variable-speed pool pump and potentially save hundreds of dollars per year. Also, operating pool pumps before 2:30 p.m. and after 6:30 p.m. reduces demand on the electric grid. Good for you, great for our community. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
You probably play this.
In the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. We love it down here. And one of the things we really like, because it's going to be 105 today, is that we get to stand out there in the middle of the concrete when it's 143 and bask in the glow of downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. The weather report, 80 degrees right now, going up to 105. The weather report, not the weather, we got to make this clear, is by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793, veteran-owned company. This portion of the show is brought to you by another veteran-owned business, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Gosh, where'd we just hear that? But man's last stronghold. I just love it. I'm getting my hair getting cut down there before my birthday next week. So it's another place you can go to. We're here with
Bill Casper. Casparino. I got it. It's Casparino with an O. And, you know, that's locked in now. SST Oil. He's the guy. He's the CEO and the runner, the guy that runs this company that Holt started, right?
That's correct.
And you, you're talking about veterans. You said you had things going for veterans. Right?
Yes. We have a few. We would like to have more.
You mean employees?
As employees, yes.
Okay.
We
cool.
are
not,
they are some of my best employees. And shout out to those guys who do a fine job. We would like to get more. I don't know how to reach out. I've reached out to several groups locally and nationally, actually.
Maybe we can help you with that. What are you looking for in your type of skills?
Well, we hire drivers.
Drivers.
That's what I have the most abundant.
Can you take drivers
for.
That are, you know, like – just graduating, or do they have to have 3 or 4 years?
They have to have experience.
Okay.
Depends on the insurance company at the time, but
yeah.
Right now we can take them with a year experience.
Most a year experience.
Over
okay.
the road, yeah.
Over the road. Okay,
the road.
Because most of the insurance companies say, you know what, we want them to have at least three, but you're a larger company, so you can take that because we want you to make your mistakes with – like
right.
one of these national, you know, have their own insurance companies that when you make that short turn and run over the Prius, the beginning of, the engine of the Prius while you're doing that.
Right.
So, I understand that. Well, I tell you what, that is just, I love that, that you want to hire veterans and you're reaching out to the veteran community.
I think it's such a great fit, don't you, Carl? Like, because when guys get out, a lot of veterans want to not really be around a lot of people. I would think it would be such a good fit to go, wow, there's got to be some kind of connect program because we do have a lot of veterans getting out, coming back from Iraq still.
Oh, yeah, and even though that they're not downsizing like they did, there's still a lot of guys that are getting out, and they come up. Now, when we start talking about wages for people, and driving a truck is a living wage.
It's very much so a living wage. We feel we pay a very, very competitive wage. You work some hours for it during the busy times.
Sure.
And in the winter months, it slows down. We are a seasonal community, so the petroleum volumes do fluctuate.
Mm-hmm.
But they can make a good living. They could make a minimum $60,000 a year driving a truck for us.
A minimum of $60,000 a year, and that's for your starting up guys. And so,
it's
like everything else, the more senior you get, the better routes you get, or get more at least you get first choice.
Yeah, you'll get you'll move up the seniority ladder.
Like it always
does. Get a day shift, days off you want. We buy wonderful equipment. Brand new most of the time. We turn them over quite regularly. And,
sure. Hey, Bill, I know the regulations for hazmat and all that are harsh, too. I shouldn't say harsh. They're very stringent.
Mm-hmm.
So people that are doing this is something, because they're all going to be probably have hazmat, need a hazmat license.
They do.
And, and that takes, drug testing and as it should and, physicals and all those things. But once you have that, that's a big step up in your career.
Sure is.
And, what I've read the same thing about you, there's 50, 60, 70,000 driver shortage in the United States, and you're starting to see a lot of people from other countries picking up the slack,
correct.
And especially Eastern Europe. am I wrong about that? Or, I've heard a lot about from Ukraine, Chechnya, and a lot of these are have started picking up the truck driving jobs.
The driver shortage,
yeah. And I shouldn't say this maybe, but it's led to other problems back on the East Coast and some of the groups coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a large contingent of Sikhs in our community,
yeah.
and a lot of them do drive trucks. And welcome
the Sikhs, though. They're a stand-up.
Come
group.
On in,
absolutely.
Yeah. Do your
absolutely.
Thing,
absolutely. Wonderful participants in the community, and a lot of them drive trucks. Whatever the reason, doesn't matter. They can get a good truck driving job. I joined an organization a couple of weeks ago called Women in Trucking.
All right,
it's a nationwide organization.
I've been seeing more women truckers.
I welcome women to come apply. We don't get a lot of women applying. Maybe over the 30-plus years I've been there, 3 or 4 have actually come in looking for a truck driving
job. Yeah, I think they have. I think you're having to fight an image from 30 years ago, too.
Yeah.
Is that the vehicles you have now, you don't need to have you don't have to be able to bench press 300 pounds to turn them around.
That is true.
You have seats that adjust to you. Yep. In fact, our driver said, he didn't want anybody else in the truck because he finally got a seat adjusted. And it was like, oh, that's too bad. But they're a little
Cadillac-ish.
But no, they come in there, they've got the GPSs, they've got everything, they've got all the climate control, they've got backing up. Help all these. I'm surprised you haven't got those on there already. That it just backs the truck up for you.
It's coming soon. It's coming to a dealer near you very soon.
I mean, if a car can do it, I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, why can't you put that on a
you
big
bet.
Truck?
Hey, we even have some pieces of equipment with automatic transmissions on our big rigs.
So yeah, let's talk about this. Hypothetically, somebody's listening and they're like, I am so ready for a new life. I'm just done. I want to be out. I want to see things. I can't stand to be in the four walls or at home. A woman, let's say, what do? You go through school. How long does that take? Trucking
minimum
school.
6 weeks. I think they can accelerate that, maybe 4 weeks with an accelerated
program. They might
program.
Even be able to extend that out, too, if you take extra classes, too.
So how do you get a year of driving under your belt?
Well, once you have your certificate from a truck driving school, then you have to apply for companies that will take you with that less amount of experience.
Okay.
And then just work for those companies, work over the road, put your time in, get some experience. A lot of those companies are good companies also. They may not want to leave them, which is the other part of the equation. There's nothing wrong with going over the road.
You see them advertising all the time that they're looking for people, they're looking for drivers.
And
they'll take new drivers because, looking at your record and all this. And,
is there some kind of program that somebody, it would be like a ride-along that could be like if you were two truckers, they got the experience and they could take over for the driver, like say a couple hours on a long haul and that they could build that way? Is there
unfortunately
some kind of,
not with our company.
Okay, I was thinking.
What would you call those? Pilot program, driver training programs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of the big nationwide carriers offer those
those
type of programs. We can't. We're restricted by what my insurance company
Well, and they say only one person in there, I bet.
Yeah, but we can have two when we're training a new driver.
Okay.
And we'll teach people how to haul fuel. And we will teach them how to
animal.
Do that. Yeah, so, yes. And really, if you can lift 50 pounds up right about to your waist here, We're good to go.
So we're talking again with Joe Casparino, it's SST Oil at Bill Casparino. You're going to kill me. I swear to God, I like you too. So Bill Casparino, and we're talking about SST Oil, which has been a 50th year here. We love locally owned. It's the first time we've met. Okay, so the next time. It
You'll
takes me a couple times before I'm so shamed that it just is like etched and I'll always be calling you by your last name like a sports person.
We can do that.
Yeah,
hey,
but hey Casparino, what are you doing? Get over here. Yeah.
That's fine, Linda. That's fine. You guys know a lot of people and talk to a lot of people. Probably
no, we're so happy to have you on, though.
We're at over 3,000 at this point.
Yeah, good
but
you.
You know what? The thing is that we remember most of them. And, Joe, come in and tell you, I just want to apologize. I know you listen, Joe. I just want to apologize for 2 years that I just destroyed your name. But your beautiful wife slapped me when she was in here and showed me how to say it correctly, and I haven't forgotten.
Politely
since.
Slapped you.
Politely. Well, it wasn't really polite. She elbowed me in the eye. Hey, it's about 18 minutes before the hour at 9 o'clock. We're going to take an early break here and come back with Bill Casparino, because I want to talk to him about business here in town. And I want to talk to him about what he sees. You've got a major business here, as far as, you know, employees. When you look at a private business, you're not medical, you're not government, you're not, you know, government or medical here, which is huge employers. You've got a thriving business that's expanding and travels throughout California and probably into other states, obviously. And what you've seen, and what, I mean, because you're down there kind of almost in ground zero too. In some of these areas. So, you know, what do you see the changes have been over the last 5-6 years? You know, we're talking about all these changes that Reading needs. They're putting together committees to come up with goals. What do you just see as some of the goals that we should be reaching here? And I love reaching out to businesses that are success, all businesses, but businesses that are a success, because you're a success for a reason, and that's because you've accomplished goals. You've set goals. You have set intermediate goals to get to your final objective there. And how do you do that? And what do you see maybe Reading should be setting its goals? Can I ask you for that right after the break?
Sure.
That gives you 3 minutes to think about it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, you're hearing this every time. Another better-known business here in town. That if you're looking for somebody to fix a small chip in your windshield or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, you talk to Jeff Wurst. He guarantees his work. If he can't do it for you, he's just going to tell you up front. He's not going to waste your time or his time. That's the kind of guy he is. He can fix any type of windshield. And like I said, if he can't, he'll tell you that. 3208 South Market Street. Just stop on by there or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Bill Casparino of SST Oil.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Our special guest this morning is Bill Casparino. I got that down. Yay! And from SST Oil. And we're talking about a lot of things local business here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Bastioni Arms down at Larkspur there, 2539 Larkspur. This is where we go. We buy our weapons there. Not only do we buy our firearms there, we've got all the shooting accessories we want. This is the only place I buy my guns. Why? Because John and Sarah Bastioni have just an outstanding shop. Customer service, everybody they have working there are pros. I don't have to worry about, you know, somebody giving me their opinion that comes out of left field. It has nothing to do with facts. They come by. They know what they're talking about down there. Gunsmithing, if you want to, you know, something to improve the quality of your firearm, John or his fellow gunsmiths down there can do it. Veterans get discounts. I can't think of another place that I would recommend to go buy a firearm than Bastioni Arms. 2539 Larkspur open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call, 222-8222. Give them a chance to meet or beat those big box stores because they will. Hey, we're here with Bill Casparino, who is the president of SST Oil, an employee-owned company, which is a big thing. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary. And what I asked Bill before we all left here was, you have set goals in your life and in your business, which you obviously have completed. Your intermediate goals to get to where you are now and the company to get where you're 50 years against a lot of government regulations, against all types of things that have happened, different types of recessions, everything. But you all have withstood it, as have other businesses around here. What do you see as in our city? And you've watched this for a long time. What kind of goals do you think our city, Barry Tippin, should be setting? And I say Barry Tippin because he's kind of like the focal point here, should be setting for our city?
Well, first we need to isolate the issues. You isolate the problems and then isolate the good. And so let's focus on both. But what we need, we have a lot of information. We do need solutions. So somebody needs to step up, make a decision. You're not going to please everybody. You just can't do it in all facets of life. But let's learn to agree on some certain points that both sides can agree on, no matter what your political leanings are. And that's the local level, the national level. But let's focus on growth. We have a growth. We have growth. I see a lot of people migrating in from other parts of the state. I did also. I wasn't from Reading originally. But when I came here, I was met with a little bit of resistance because it was a community at the time in 1982 when I actually came to Reading. And it wasn't a lot of work. So you just go out and find your way.
Right.
Just happen to find a great company to start in with, and the rest is history. But, yeah, we need to stop the bickering, kind of get civil with each other at all levels, your personal life, your politics. But let's agree, even if it's one item at a time, but let's focus on that, get it done, make a decision, and let's live with it and move on.
Okay, so public safety, obviously, is a
big thing.
Public safety. Okay, so, you know, they're setting goals for this. And Pete Hansen sat right where you sat yesterday. He's the interim police chief, but Pete had been here as a police chief 4 years ago and ran into the same problems that Rob Paletti's faced for the last 4 years of not enough people, all these other things. And a goal for public safety, maybe it should be something as simple as we're going to reduce home burglaries by 20% and business break-ins by 20% this year.
Let's focus on that then.
And then that one thing, and don't worry about cleaning people out of the and maybe one of the intermediate objectives is moving some of the transients, making it harder for them to enjoy their lifestyle here.
Yeah. Yeah, let's find out what the core issue is with these folks. Focus on that. But businesses closing down because of the transient population, to me, it seems absurd why someone would close their doors because they cannot keep them free of the homeless or transients in front of their buildings. It's
I don't understand it either. And I don't say that that's the only reason, say, somebody closed their business because they lost their business. But you know what? If that – and they say, well, you know, maybe they could have done – okay, maybe people could have done something different. But here's the thing. If somebody being in front of their door or giving their people a bad time coming in or just being there and it cost them, just say, 5 customers a day, not 100, but just 5. 5 adds up quick. You know, and or they come in, start coming, they see this and they go, well, I'm not going back there again. I'm going to go someplace else. That can make the difference. You know, 100 customers in a small business, 50 customers in a small business can make that difference. So maybe it's, you know, maybe one of the objectives is okay, we have a no trespassing now. We have a no, if you have somebody that comes in and you're asking them to leave, now you can get the police to make them leave. However, police aren't going to come to that. We all know that because they don't have enough police. And so I think, again, intermediate goals. You've got to set really simple intermediate goals to get to the final one. I hope
you
that,
do.
I mean, you don't say on yours, we're going to increase our sales by 50% unless you've got a lot of things that you're working on before you get there.
Right, right. Yeah. So let's focus on those items. I agree, Carl.
Well, I see what you're saying and on this. So what you're saying is we need to isolate it down to as small as we can and everybody get behind it.
What about citizens groups? Maybe more citizens need to be involved in these things. Not to strong arm people or
not vigilanteism,
yeah, not that whatsoever. Right. Just be neighborly with each other. Let's be friendly with each other. Seems we've grown a people just grow apart. They're not as close of a community anymore.
We have a good neighborhood watch. We've collected that though, and it through is work on our street.
And talk about an esoteric group. This is it. Yeah. But we all have a lot of things in common. One, we can all talk to each other and we enjoy each other. But we you need to work together out here, and you're right. I think that we have let this terrible partisanship that where a Democrat can't talk to Republican without their fellow Democrats and Republicans in the House and in the Senate beating them up over it. We need to get past that.
We do. We need to be not so divided nationally, locally. Let's pull it together and talk to each other.
The recall. You know, I don't know if you've probably been following just like everybody else. Yeah. It's kind of on the periphery unless you're really engaged in
right.
it. The recall, is this a way, do you think, that's going to bring people together or is it going to divide them more?
I believe it may divide the community more with these issues. Once again, we just need to take a step back, take a deep breath, and try to talk these things out rationally. And nobody's right and wrong. We just have to find that common ground, really, and work on that. So maybe we just need more people involved. And I will volunteer my services if I can, any way, shape, or form in the future.
I think it's a good idea is that, you know, people are – and we sit here. We poke at things. But we also go out there and try to do things, too, to try and push it to the next level or come up with ideas or write things or something. But I think you're right is that we need more – people need to join their citizens groups that are out there already. And if you think that, okay, what we need to do is work on helping the homeless, well, then fine, get into that. But find a way to do it in such a way that doesn't make their lives in the long run worse.
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody needs to slow down a little bit and enjoy the beautiful North State we live in, but also preserve this. And that's where being conservative comes in handy.
Yeah. And you know what? I think you've probably got, you know, you're probably middle of the road kind of guy. You know, maybe you're middle of the road, right? Like most everybody in America is.
I am.
And you probably got very liberal friends.
I do.
So do we.
I do.
And yet we can all have dinner together. We can all go We all splash in the water together and all that kind of stuff. So to me, if you can do that and I can do that, then we should be able to do that in our community and push forward. So I think, Bill, that's a great idea. Now, you can give us the plan by next week on how you plan on doing that. And how you plan
I'll put
on
one together.
Putting all you probably could. So anyway, I appreciate you coming through here and being with us today. SST Oil, 50 years. 50 years of being in the business right here in Reading.
Located at Wyndham Lane.
Yeah.
And proud to be an all-American employee-owned company.
There you go.
And he's looking for veterans out there, guys.
So and women.
And he's looking for men and women. And if he could get a woman veteran, you'd be hitting all of them. And, you know, a
have me back on. We'll talk about that. Yeah, as soon as I get my first one.
Okay, well, you know, but there's – they're out there, and one of the problems when they come out of the service, and this is something that they're trying to do on so many different fields, they've got experience in driving the heavy transports. You know, these are your 18-wheelers in the military, and they're trying to find a way. So if they've been driving it for 2 or 3 years, if they've got a driver's book, to be able to use that as proof that they've got the mileage. And they're ready to drive. I mean, they might have to get a, you know, we have to go through the test, of course.
Yeah, there is. I'm not that familiar with it, but we're looking into a program. I believe a veteran that drives heavy equipment in the military.
Yeah.
He's not really issued a driver's license there, but he's driving big equipment.
Right.
He can take that experience and bring it to the private side.
Absolutely.
Of it when they get out in DMV, CHP, a lot of the regulatory agencies are receptive to that. We just have to define the program and see if we can bring in people and use that experience they had with the military to satisfy requirements for my insurance companies.
And that would be great. Okay, Bill Casparino, SST Oil, tell people how to get a hold of y'all if they're looking for anything that has to do with products.
Yeah.
Or jobs.
Yeah, just come on down, 2370 Wyndham Lane. We're on the corner there behind the burned-out building, which I wish they'd do something with that one of these days.
Oh, yeah.
241-1167 is our phone number. And sstoil.com, get on the website, a lot of information on there. And once again, thank you very much for having me on.
Well, thanks a lot for coming on. It has, you know, somebody that's been a success around here in town has got ideas and wants to help the community. You know what? That's exactly what we need out there. Linda Bott, I can't wait till Sunday when I see you out there at the View 202. Come out early. They got Misters. They got it all out there. And have a great time. Have a great
morning and brunch for jazz.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, be careful out there. Remember, it's going to be 105 today and warmer during the weekend.
Colt 45 tonight. Listen
tonight,
in.
Tomorrow.
7 o'clock.